mailbag on this Moment of Science. Okay, friends, it's time to open the Moment of Science mailbag and see what we have for today. Dear Moment of Science, why do some birds hop and some birds walk? Good question. Of course, there are many different kinds of birds, and we can't make a generalized statement like small birds hop and big birds walk. Say something like that, and the phone will ring right away. Excuse me. Hello? Sand darters. Good example. For example, sand darters are pretty small, but they run instead of hopping. I can't think of any others offhand. Hello? Oh yeah, thanks. Starlings. Starlings are also small, but they walk. Notice, however, that no one is mentioning large birds that hop. Can you think of any? Anybody want to call me now? No? Well, that tells us something right there. Sure, large birds may hop a few paces or hop while flapping their wings, but unless you have a body like a kangaroo, the amount of energy needed to hop regularly when your mass is above a certain amount will be more than you can afford. Try hopping to work tomorrow instead of walking and see how long you can manage it. Smaller birds have a choice, then, that larger ones don't have. But why hop in the first place? The answer to that... Hello? Oh, okay. Wrong number. For the answer to that, tune in tomorrow. This Moment of Science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor and text Tilbury Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979. Today's program was prepared by William Oram with help from Samra Raouf in biology. I'm Don Glass.